It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for Fresh Oil today. Hey, what's caused you to cry out to God lately? Have you been going through something, or maybe the finances are tight, or maybe you've had lost a loved one? Maybe you're just, it's all the obligations of life, unexpected medical bills. Maybe you're suffering from an illness, and that's really caused you to cry out to God. You know, so many times in life, we seem to be going along so good, and then all of a sudden, trials hit us, and they hit us hard. I love the book of Exodus, and the book of Exodus in the first chapter, it tells us about a change that happened in the situation with the Jews who were in Egypt at the time. During the centuries they lived after the death of Joseph, God prospered them, they grew in number, but all of a sudden, the new Pharaoh considered them to be a threat, and he begins to enslave the Israelites, setting hard rules over them to follow. And the Bible said in verse 23 of Exodus chapter 2, during those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery, and they cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God. You know, so many times the devil wants to tell you that God doesn't hear you when you pray. But I want you to know that God hears every word you call out to him, friend. Now remember, the Israelites had been in Egypt for almost 400 years, and there's no biblical record of any prophet speaking to God's people during this time. There's no record of writings that were handed down from Abraham to the subsequent generations about how to deal with these kind of situations. The only thing we know is that the people began to cry out to God. And basically, the Israelites said, "Is God there? Does he remember us?" Isn't that what happens many times in the midst of our trials? We can come to a point where we say, "God, are you there? If you're there, don't you know what I'm going through? And don't you remember the promise you made to me, God?" How does the book of Exodus answer these questions? I want to read verses 24 and 25, the next two verses, and this is what he said. "And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob." And then verse 25 said, "God saw the people of Israel, and God knew." Wow. Look at this. God heard, God remembered, God saw, and God knew. These two brief verses answered their questions that the Israelites had in a real profound way. You see, the Israelites were asking, "Is God there?" They asked, "Does God hear?" And in the Hebrew, the author only uses 15 words in these verses, but repeats the word God four times. And each time the word for God is used as the subject of a verb, putting strong emphasis on the Lord himself. The four two-word phrases constitute what I'm going to share with you today. God hears, God remembers, God sees, and God knows. I want to consider each one of these four points. First of all, God hears. While the Israelites certainly were wondering whether or not God was hearing, he did hear their groanings. And he always hears our cry, friend. The one who instructs us. The Bible says, "He who has ears, let him hear." So surely, he hears himself. The psalmist David said in Psalm 34, "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears." Now, maybe you're going through a trial today. Maybe you're really going through some brokenness or depression. And you'd say, "Keith, do you really believe God hears me?" Friend, I'm here today to tell you with assurance that God hears every word you cry out to him. And then the second thing he told us was God remembered. Not only does God hear, but he also remembers his covenant, the promise he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their descendants. Do you remember what God said to Abraham? It's found in Genesis 15, the promise he made that now they're asking God to remember. In Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14, it said, "Then the Lord said to him, 'Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own,'" talking about Egypt, and they will be enslaved and mistreated for 400 years, but I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. You know, one thing I love about God, He knows the end from the beginning. So many times we see life only through the eyes of our circumstances. I remember, I believe it was Corrie ten Boom that said once that life was like a tapestry. And when you look on the back, all you see is the knots, and you see the colors with all the knots. But you go around the other side, you see the beautiful picture that begins to take place. Friend, God knows what you're going through today. And He knows the end from the beginning. And He's already made a way of escape for you. Sometimes in the heat of the battle, it's hard for us to remember the promises of God. Remember Jesus said in Matthew 24, He said, this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. See, the fulfillment of the blessing of all nations through the offspring of Abraham is still in the future, and God will fulfill that promise. We can know with certainty that God remembers this promise, and He is doing the fulfillment today. In chapter 49 of Isaiah, the prophet portrays the fears of the exiled Israelites that God has forgotten them. He said, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forsaken me. And how did God reply in Isaiah 49? Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. That is such a powerful word from God. Friend, do you know that you have been engraved on the palms of God's hands? I believe as the nails pierced the hands of Jesus, you and I were engraved on the palms of His hands. If we are God's people, our names are right on God's palms, directly in front of Him, never to be forgotten. Did God forget? Oh, He can never do that. God always remembers His promises. He's always faithful to His people. I love how the Apostle Paul put it. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, Paul said, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Oh, I believe someone's listening today and you're saying, Keith, God made me a promise, but it was 30 years ago, and I've still not seen the fulfillment of that promise. My friend, hold on. Hold on, because God always remembers. The third thing that He said was that God sees. God sees the Israelites. He sees all that happens to them, the slavery that they were suffering under, the murder of their children. The enemies of God, especially Satan himself, always tries to get God's people to think that God doesn't see. But you know what the psalmist said in Psalm 94, verse 7? The Lord does not see, the God of Jacob does not perceive. Understand, O dullest of the people, fools, when you will be wise. He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? God always sees. He knows where you're at today, friend. He knows your condition. He knows what you're going through. As a matter of fact, that brings me to my next point. God knows. The final clause is the most important. And sometimes it's the hardest to translate here in the original Hebrew. And English translators have struggled with this phrase, and they've rendered it many different ways. The NIV said the Lord was concerned about them. I think it's the New American says He took notice of them. The King James said He had respect unto them. But all of these translations include their own interpretation, but it's really quite simple. It's just God knew. The ESV, the English Standard Version, it chooses the simplest and yet ambiguous translation. It just tells us that God sees. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. I love that. I know their sufferings. God knew their pain. He knew their sorrow. And friend, He cared. He cared about them. And in the context of this expression, God knew means so much more. What else does God know that's relevant to the Israelite situation? God knows what you're going through today. He knows what's relevant to your own situation. I want to bring out four items in addition to their suffering that God knew. First of all, God knows their present weakness. He knows their strength and their ability. He knows what they can handle on their own and when he needs to take over. He knows that unless he acts, they're going to be lost. This is the way the psalmist put it in Psalm 103, verse 14. But he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. In John chapter 15, it says in verse 5, Jesus said to his disciples, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Friend, God knows that we're so limited in our own human condition, that we need his strength, we need his power. The second thing God knew was he knew their future failures and their sins. That's what's so amazing to me. God knows the end from the beginning. Before he ever saves us, he knows the failures that we will fail in. He knows all of our faults. He sees everything we will ever do, and yet he loves us enough to save us. Remember how rebellious these Israelites became? God will begin to put his plan into effect. They're going to attack his servants for and making things worse. But God rescues them with a series of great miracles. He parts the water for them to go across the Red Sea. After God rescues them one more time from the Red Sea, they begin to thirst and hunger and grumble against God. And God takes them to Sinai and he speaks the Ten Commandments to them. And the people respond, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." But it was just a few days later, they made a golden calf and they began to worship it as Moses was up on the mountain with God. And God calls them a stiff-necked people and he's prepared to destroy them. But Moses intervenes. Moses intercedes for the Israelites. These are only the failures that are recorded in the book of Exodus. We could continue to relate the history of the Israelites through the centuries that would come later. But you know what? God loved them, and he brought them out of Egypt by his grace. One more thing that God knew, he knew the power of the enemy. Whether that power is a physical disease, an oppressive state, whether it's a human enemy or just Satan himself, God knows their strength. And he knows all of Satan's plans to try and trick us and deceive us. God knows what will happen tomorrow in advance before it ever happens. There is something I have said for years in my heart that has really helped me as I face opposition in my life and trials. I say this, nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. So if it gets this far, it's come with great purpose and God will see me through. See, friend, God knows the trial that I'm going to face today. And he is right there measuring my trial, guaranteeing my outcome. He knows the power of the enemy. And he tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You know, God spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. And you've probably heard this verse many times, but I love it. And I want to wind up with this today on Fresh Oil. This is what God said to the Jews. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for wholeness and not for evil. Plans to give you a future and a hope. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans not for evil, but to give you a future and a hope." God always can bring about his plans, friend. He says in Isaiah 46 and verse 10, "My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish my purpose." Thank you, friend, for joining me today on Fresh Oil. I appreciate you joining me each weekday right here at this same time. God bless you, friend. He loves you. He really, really does. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.